Yeah, I know. It's scary. Huh. Stooks in the morning.
I can't see my gnomes.
So you can't see what?
My gnomes. I can't see them.
You can't see your gnomes. I don't understand. What's that mean? What?
It's too foggy. I can't see the gnomes anywhere.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. It is. There's a little bit of a dense fog out there, yeah.
Yes, and while gnomes may be very noble, they have poor vision.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
So they definitely can't see you then either, huh?
Yes, I'm afraid I've lost them because they're not answering when I call them.
They usually answer?
Well, most of the time, if there's not other people around.
Well, I don't understand why can't there be other people around?
Because if there are people around that don't believe, they won't say anything.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, so what are you going to do? Well,
I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just have to wait until the sun comes up.
Are you worried about what you might see when the sun comes up?
What do you mean?
Well, you sound legitimately worried that you can't see your gnomes right now. Obviously, there's some kind of concern there.
I think the worst thing that could happen is I don't see anything when the sun comes up.
What?
Meaning my gnomes are all gone.
Oh, so you have a bunch of gnomes, huh?
Yes, I'm missing quite a few.
Okay.
For instance, Barnaby is missing, Fester, Paul Gossler, Quentin, Bobby, Lucy, Anderson, Bradley, also Stan and Jared, and Teddy's missing too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of gnomes.
Yeah, that is. It seems like an awful lot of gnomes for someone to have, yeah.
I just like gnomes.